Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are. On the face of this very planet, once again, we welcome you to hopefully an exciting edition of our live presentation on this very day, this very Wednesday, the 16th of September, in the year of our Most High Elohim, Chukwukika Biama Premihanine, 2020. The time now is 8 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, and I presume the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you're domiciled. I welcome you, and I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because there is no other broadcaster indigenous to Africa that has the type of global reach that we command. No other broadcaster can boast of listenership in well over 160 countries and territories around this very world. Only Radio Biafra, only people who are tuned in to this very platform can partake in this offering of truth, an unblemished truth that will deliver all of us from the bondage and the shackles of Fulani, Janjaweedism, and British neocolonialism into an era of freedom and because this evening we are going to be as incisive as possible, as concise as possible, as succinct as possible, as we dissect the very reason why we adopt the same stance and posture we've adopted from day one, which is to preach this gospel uncompromisingly. People say we insult them. And this evening I will tell you why I use the type of language that I use all the time. You can join us via our brand new app, of course, IPOB Community Radio, because I do know that most of you now listen via that very platform. We are also on FM in Biafra land. Even Enugu is on this evening on 102.1. We are live also on satellite. We are on Radio Biafra app. Some people are streaming us on YouTube. And we are also on tuning on Simple Radio, on Radio Garden. We are everywhere. If you wish to participate, you're more than welcome to do so, because if you come here without any prejudice, I can assure you wholeheartedly, you will go back enlightened. You would have learned something this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, depending on where you are. And I must also encourage you to bring your pen and your paper with you. If you don't have those, then you're going to miss quite a lot. Our lecture this evening is going to be very, very deep. I want to tell you why I call the zoo, the zoo. I want to also let you understand the reason why I refer to anybody who proudly proclaims him or herself as a Nigerian, as an animal. This evening I'll prove it to you. Why I believe very strongly that the problem of black people lies with how their brain malfunctions. This evening I'll prove it to you. If you listen very, very attentively, your life will never be the same again after tonight's broadcast. That is why it is very, very important and necessary that you pay attention and pay attention very, very closely. We are going to start with our prayers, because here we are nothing without the grace of the Almighty in heaven. We do not pretend to be something that we are not. We are mortals. The only immortal is Chukwukika Biama. Everything you see around you will come to pass. Even this sun that gives us ray of light and hope every blessed day, one day it will die. I think the scientists, you know, they're saying in about 5 billion years from now, the sun itself will cease to exist. It will burn out, it will die. Everything that has been made will cease to exist. But one entity that will continue forever and ever is God Almighty in heaven. That is why we give him every praise and adoration. That is why I do not worship any idol. And any Pharisee. Anything that is man-made, I cannot bow before it. Because it cannot make itself. Only Elohim is deserving of praise, worship, adoration, and adulation. And that's what we're going to do this very evening. You will bow down your heads wherever you are. After all, there's only one God in heaven. Every religion on this very earth believes in the existence of one supreme God. And it is to that God we give every praise and glory this very evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. We pray in a time of grief. We pray in a time of remembrance of those that died on the 14th of September in 2017 as a combination of betrayal, of hatred, of envy, of jealousy from those we call our leaders, those we knew, of course some of us knew, we are working for the Fulani Janjaweed. They connived. But I'm glad to say today that by the same special grace of this God we call upon all the time, they have now seen the light. They have seen the truth. They are now on the path of repentance. And we welcome that. But we must pray. Chukwu Okike Abiyama Purumi Hianine. Onye Mmuo Na Mmadu Nefe. Chineke Nna Nkusu Nile Nke Ndi Agha. Onye ọ bụ naanị a pụrụ anyị iwe pụrụ anyị azụ n'ihi na ọ bụ asụsụ eluigwe ka anyị ji wee na-akpọku gị. Ụmụ gị bụ ndị lara azụ na ụmụ gị ihe ọbụla ha mere nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọ bụrụ site na mgbụgbọ ọjọọ nke ndị gọvanọ na nke ndị ọhaneze, ndị anyị tụkwasịrị obi nwe olileanya ebe ha nọ na ha ga-abụ ndị eziokwu, wee zọọ nzọmụkwụ ndị okenye ndị lara azụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi bụ ndị na-ekwu eziokwu mgbe niile, ndị nze na ndị ọzọ. A bịa kpọpụtara anya ọgbọ ndị ọchịchị bụ ụmụ ekwensu, ndị ha na ndị Fulani na-arụkọ ọrụ, wee were ọbara ụmụ gị wee n'ala n'iyi onye na Chineke nna nke gwa anyị, wee were mkpụrụ obi ndị dị echi a were nyefe gị n'aka, si gị biko eze ndị nsọ na mkpụrụ obi ha n'udo. Ka ha rabụ ndị lara azụ na njem anyị na-aga Chineke na-ezi ebube dị ngọzi, na o nweghị osi nke anyị na-ezu anyị anaghị agba ma anyị anaghị atụ asị. Ndị a si etu a wee kunie, wee megide ụmụ gị bụ ụmụ Chineke. Onye nwe m ndị ngọzi ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi, ị ga-abụrụ anyị ọbọ n'ụtụtụ ehihie abalị. Ndị dị etu a nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, aka si ha ga-aba ha n'ọnụ n'otu n'otu. N'ihi na ọ bụ nwere onwe ka anyị na-azọ. O nweghị ihe ọ bụla na-esere nwoke ma ọ bụ nwaanyị. Ọ bụ nwere onwe n'ihi na ikwere anyị nkwa si anyị chighata azụ ife ofufe n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu na ị ga-anapụta anyị n'ọbụ nke ndị iro. Ọ bụ ebe anyị guzo n'ụbọchị nke taa wee na-akpọku aha nsọ gị na-asị onye pụrụ m ihe niile gaghị ekwe ka ihere gwe mgbe okwu nsọ nke gị n'ihi na anya onwe anyị banakpa ahụ naanị gị bụ onye na-anọgide ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Ị gaghị ekwe ka ihere wee mee ndị gị. N'ihi na mba niile nke anyị na-aba, inye si niile nke anyị na-anya onye na Chineke napụrụ m ihe niile, ọ bụ site n'aha nsọ gị Chineke na-adị ngọzi. Ka ị ga-eji wee zọpụta ndị gị. Ị zọpụtara Izrel n'otu aka ga-esi wee zọpụta ụmụ gị bụ ndị Biafra onye nwe m. N'ọgbọ agha aga n'etiti ndị iro, ka ha ghara bụ ndị si na Biafra agaghị abịa nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, ha niile ga-aba n'ili onye nwe m na Chineke nna. N'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị na-efe. Anyị anaghị efe mmadụ dị ndụ. Anyị anaghị efe ihe ọbụla bụ ihe aka mere. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ eze ndị nsọ ka anyị na-akpọ isi ala nye. Anụ ufe nke igwe na-erubere gị isi. Nye ime nke ife ikere eke nna nke ebere. Ọ bụladị oke ufufe na-anaghị ntị n'olu nna nke ebere. Anyị wee na-arịọ gị, sị gị na o nweghị onye ọbụla ji onwe ntụkwasị obi nke ihere na-eme. N'ihi na ọ bụ asụsụ ndị mmụọ nsọ nọ n'igwe, ndị mmụọ ozi na-eji efe gị ofufe ka anyị ji wee na-akpọku gị n'uhuruchi ya, n'ụwa niile. Ihe niile dị ndụ na-ege anyị ntị onye nwe m na Chineke nna. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye kere ihe niile kere eke mana o nweghị onye kere n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ ọka aka, naanị gị bụ mmalite na ọgwụgwụ. Na Biafra na-abịarịrị nne na ọ bụ nkwa nke gị kwere onye nwe m na Chineke nna. Na ị na-akpachapụ ndị ọjọọ, ndị ire abụọ, ndị aka abụọ na nke ebere dị ngọzi, ndị na-eme ihe ọjọọ na nzuzo onye nwe m. Ndị dị etu a ka ga-akpachapụ na IPOB ha ga-esi n'ime ya wee pụọ. Ka ọ bụrụ sọsọ ndị nsọ bụ ndị ga-abanye ala nka nke kwere anyị na nkwa. Na anyị wee na-eto gị wee na-aja gị mma. Na-asị onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna nke gị, ọ bụ gị onwe gị na-eweta naanị gị na-ewere. N'otu a ndị ya si wee bata n'ala nsọ ebe Biafra, wee jide ụmụ gị wee laa ha n'iyi nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Otu a ka ị ga-esi wee laa isi n'ụlọ ha niile n'iyi onye nwe m na Chineke nna bi n'igwe.
ofufe ka anyị na-efe gị ja mma ka anyị na-aja gị mbulele ka anyị na-ebuli gị na atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị nrọ gaghị enwe isi n'ebe ndị gị nọ onwe gị ka ha si wee gba izuzu ọjọọ ma ọ bụ n'ụtụtụ maọbụ n'ehihie ma ọ bụ n'abalị ụzọ ọbụla ha si wee na-aga wee buru ihe ọjọọ n'obi ka ha wee megide njem nwere onwe nke gị onwe gị ji aka gị wee hazie onye nwụ nna Chineke nna ndị dị etu a ga-etigata azụ n'ihere anyị wee na-arịọ gị nna nke igwe ka iwe nye anyị amamihe wee nye anyị ezi nghọta nye anyị mmekọrịta nwanne na nwanne dị n'etu ọganiru mmeso ọma gị eze ndị eze ka anyị na-arịọ ka otuto niile na nsọpụrụ niile wedere aha nsọ onye keligwe maka ele ụwa site n'ebighị ebi ma ruo n'ebighị ebi ise I have just prayed in the oldest language on the face of this very earth. The language of the ancients. The same language they speak in heaven. That is why Britain doesn't want us to exist because they know how deep we are as a people. But this evening, as always and ever, glory must belong to the Most High. We must now preach this very gospel, which I promised you we're going to preach. The enemies are doing all they can in every way possible to suppress this very truth, but they cannot succeed, they cannot prevail. As you all know, I have been singing it like a song for very many months now. That Facebook is working with the enemy, but I'm very, very glad that Biafrans have now switched and are listening to us via IPOB Community Radio app. We must proceed this evening. I have dispensed with every nicety. I am going to start with the words of a man that I respect immensely. His name is Pa Ayo Adebanjo, one of the leaders of Oduduwa. A man of immense honor and integrity, a man I respect each and every blessed day of my life because he is consistent. I love people who are consistent, people who speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. He's an elder statesman, one of the few who can genuinely lay claim to that very title. I am starting this evening with what Pa Ayo Adebanjo just said. He granted an interview to a journalist, and the journalist asked him a very simple question. Please listen very carefully, because I said this evening I'm going to tell you the reason why I call black people animals. I'm going to explain to you the reason why I call Nigeria a zoo. I'm going to tell you the reason why I believe that anybody who refers to him or herself as a Nigerian is an animal. This evening you will know why I insult you, for those of you who feel insulted by the truth we preach on this very platform, because I have no apologies to tender. If you are foolish, you must recognize your foolishness and perhaps repent from it. But if you decide to go on wallowing in stupidity and ignorance, that's entirely up to you. It is my responsibility, therefore, to bring it to your attention, or should I say to call your attention to it. What is your take on the issue of power rotation? Pa Ayo Adebanjo was asked. And he said, listen very carefully, please. Review the constitution first, and other things will follow. Everybody believes if you don't follow the north, which is Fulani Janjaweed, you can't get to power because of their population, which I have said is fraudulent, and they have not refuted me. The colonial people rigged the population census for them, and they have not denied it. Britain rigged the population census, and the Janjaweed in the north have not refuted it, not for one single day. Everybody knows it's true. What Pa Ayo Adebanjo is trying to bring to our attention is to lay the foundation of the fraudulent existence of the zoo. What Pa Ayo Adebanjo is trying to say is that the zoo, Nigeria, Nigeria to some of you, is fraudulent. In other words, Nigeria as a contraption, is an exercise in futility and falsehood. Not me saying it. Now, let us take it one after the other. People believe from the south, before you can become a governor, you must go to the north and kneel down and bow down before them. They have all done it. We know Imo State very well. Who puts on him? We know the man called Izamu or whatever the idiot is called from Edo State. We also know about Gbajabiamila, Amila, I think that is his name, the Speaker of the House. How they went to the north and knelt down before Fulani. They tied bed sheets on their heads. Some of them looking like bandages, like people who were wounded in an accident. To pledge loyalty and allegiance to Fulani in order for them to ascend into political power. Now I ask you this very simple question. People who behave this way, do they deserve to be called human beings? That's what I'm asking. People that have this type of mindset, do they deserve to be called human beings? You have to go and kneel before people that we are led into power by the British. Their numbers were inflated. They gave them political power to wield and to exercise as they see fit. With that, over the years, they have reduced you to nothing. All of you grammarians from the South, they have reduced you to nothing. All you do every blessed day is, how do I serve Fulani Janjaweedism in order for me and my family to survive? And we have said no to that. That is what Paya Adebanjo is saying. Adebanjo said, some people think that you have to follow the north for you to survive. I'm getting at somewhere. I want you to have all these things in mind before we go to the substance of what we have for you this evening. So you can now, perhaps, should I say, link what we are saying together so that it makes sense to you. We want to preach this gospel in such a way that even the most foolish black person in Africa will be able to understand it. What is Nigeria? Nigeria to some of you. According to Paya Adebanjo, who is over 90 years old, have seen everything. He is saying that you people from the south, by which we mean Oduduwa and Biafra, you think that you must follow the north for you to get into political power. The colonial people, Britain, he didn't want to say Britain, of course, who created the decision of Britain? Britain, rigged census. Britain wanted Fulani to have power. Britain wanted to control a set of idiots. I'm going to prove it to you later on. The reason why I insult Nigerians, I want to prove to the whole world that it is only in the zoo, Nigeria, that people go to university and they come out more stupid than when they actually gained admission. Not me, Paya Adebanjo is telling you Britain rigged the election. Are you telling me that Ohanaeze doesn't know the election was rigged? And population census rigged in 1957, 1953, 1957. Is that what they're saying? Of course they know. Don't Pandef know? Pandef knows. I'm calling those that call themselves elite. Don't Afenifere know? Afenifere knows that the zoo Nigeria was fraudulent from the beginning. How about Middle Belt? Middle Belt Forum, do you know that the zoo was so fraudulently put together from the beginning? The answer is yes. How about Arewa Consultative Forum? Arewa, do you know that the zoo was fraudulently put together from the beginning? The answer is yes. Now, why have you decided, all of you, why have you decided to continue in that fraud? Do you see why I call them animals? I need you to understand this. Only an animal will know that it's going to be slaughtered. And they are feeding him to fatten him up for slaughter. And he will keep eating. Until one day, he will be so fat that they will slaughter the animal during a festival or during a ceremony. If you know, all of them, they know. If you ask anybody, senior advocate or junior advocate, intermediate advocate of law, all these people, if you ask them, how do you best describe the foundation of Nigeria as Britain left it or in 1960, they will tell you it was fraudulent. It was a fraud. Everybody knows that. Britain lied. Britain wanted people they can control. Britain cannot control Yoruba. Britain cannot control Igbo. They cannot. They cannot control the Oduduwa, they cannot control Biafrans, they know. They needed people they can control. After all, there was no war of colonization in the north. When I mean north, I mean Arewa, Kor, Sharia North, the Janjaweed territory. As soon as they saw the white man, they rolled over. There was no war. Benin Empire fought. To the last man, we fought. Ekumeku was formed eventually, and we fought every inch of the way. Yoruba fought to an extent. The Janjaweed never fought anybody. The white man came, they rode over, they said, oh, come, anything you want. Britain said, oh, here comes loyal people. Anybody who lives or who has ever lived in the UK or ever worked there can bear me witness. In an office, if you come to an office and you claim you are intelligent and you're a black person and you claim you're very smart, you're very intelligent, go and ask them how many of them ever made it to senior managerial positions. You can never make it. But once you begin to behave like Frank Bruno, like an idiot, they see you as one of theirs. Like Chris Akabushi, once you begin to behave like an Uncle Tom, an idiot, they give you all the promotion in the world. Go and ask. That was exactly what they did in Fulani territory. And that is what Ayo Adebanjo is alluding to. They say that politics is a game of numbers. Which number, he asked? Rigged number? Everybody knows in the zoo they rig elections. Tell me how we know it is common sense. Now, all of a sudden, America is saying we will impose sanctions on anybody who rigs elections in the zoo. Britain, out of shame, that woman, out of shame, followed suit. We will also deny visa to all election riggers. So you all know, both US and Britain, you know there's been rigging from day one. You know they rig elections. But every four years, fools will line up and ask you to go and vote. They know that the solution lies in you boycotting the electoral process. They understand it, but they will never let you because you are foolish. You vote, they rig. You vote, they rig. And you keep voting. Are you not an idiot? I am asking people, you keep voting and they keep rigging, you keep voting and they keep rigging, putting whoever they like. Hopu Zodema was the final insult. From number four to number one. Before your eyes, and some people will still have the temerity, the sense of, I wouldn't call it reasoning. Sense of idiocy to say go and vote. But they know the solution doesn't lie in voting. Why? Because Britain corrupted that process since 1957. They corrupted it till today. This is why I call Nigerians fools. This is why I call them animals. Because they can't reason. They cannot reason very well. Paya Adebanjo is very kind. Very, very kind. Everywhere in the world you go to, people who dwell in the desert are few and far between for very simple reason of nature. Because there is no food, there is no vegetation, you don't have rivers and all the rest of it. So people there, they don't procreate as much as people who live in forested regions. Go everywhere in the world. The closer you get to the sea, the closer you get into places where there are vegetation, the more the population. It is simple, common sense. The more the population. Desert, go. How many people have you seen in the desert before? In your whole lives, I'm asking you. They are the most sparsely populated region of the world. But Britain, in the zoo, they created Nigeria. Somehow they reversed it. Britain is now telling us who are educated, who some of us that went to school, that only in Nigeria are people more in the desert than in rainforest. Where has it ever happened before? I said, where, show me. That is how people who are educated, that is how they reason. Now you see why I call them fools. Why I call them Nigerians and why I call them animals, because they cannot reason. They went to school. All their years of PhD and mastering everything and the speaking convoluted grammar that they don't even understand. I am asking them, where else in the world are people in the desert more than those in the rainforest? Show me where in the world. Show me where. Nowhere. And they claim they're intellectuals, that they're elite. When I see a monkey on television, we're the elite. We're the elite. I laugh at them. Because they know nothing. And our job here is to expose their limited, or should I say, intellect. And the abundance of their stupidity. These are the things they need to understand. And I thank Pai Adebanjo for this. I thank him so much for this. And now, let me go to the real crux of the matter. Why Pai Adebanjo said what he said. He said it from experience, and he said it from conviction. There is a video I want posted now on my page. I want this video to be posted. The person who composed it titled it, Bullets of the Harmless Rabbit Presents a Slap to Christians. There is somebody contesting in a Edo election. I want people to listen very carefully. Why I say that Nigerians are animals. Animals are better than them. They cannot reason. They are foolish. Write everything I'm saying down. Go back and reflect upon it. Now listen carefully. This man is a pastor. He is contesting elections in Edo. And I'm going to play something for you to try to comprehend the gravity of the idiocy and submissiveness to mediocrity. And that's what I call you by, because I need to try and calm down. Chief Governor, again. Grandmothers are listening. Not that we cannot mess up English language if we want to. But there are people who are listening in the villages. So we try to tone it down so that everybody can follow what we are saying. Somebody, his name, he's a pastor. Pastor Ize Iyamu, contesting for APC in Edo State. I am going back to what, because the thing with the zoo is that they never link back to anything. I don't know, when they hear something, they don't go back in history or reference it to what somebody said or what they have learned. They don't do that. But here we do. Now listen, and listen very carefully. You are going to be shocked. This man went to the north. Please post the video on my page. He went to the north. He wants to be the governor of Edo State. He knows that Fulani has the power to rig anybody into office. They have the power. They control the DSS. They control the army. They control the police. They control the court system. Everything is in their hands. Everybody knows that. And all of you know it. You claim you're educated, but you have done nothing. You claim you went to school. Your brains are empty. I'm asking all of you this very evening. All of you that claim they went to school. What I'm asking you is this. Are the judiciary, police, army, DSS not in the hands of the Fulani? Yes or no? If they are, do they have the power to get anybody into office? Regardless of the consequences, the answer is no. After all, Hope Uzodinma came number four, not from number four to number one. That even Supreme Court, being presided over by Fulani people, they went outside INEC register to tabulate their own votes and gave Hope Uzodinma victory. All of you are just intellectuals. I'm an intellectual. We the elite. Umuokoko. Useless fools and cowards that cannot rise up to say that what they have done is wrong and they stand on it. You call them, you give them appointment, you appoint their children to positions, and they just forget about it. They think that's how we are. How mistaken they are. Pause that video, please. There is only one thing I want our people to understand from this video, because I'm going to play it now. And something to take away, to understand the depth of the mess people are in. Those that claim they are graduates, those that claim they went, I want the world to understand that the worst graduate on this earth is a graduate from a Nigerian university, from a zoo university. They are useless to the core. Useless. They pretend they know something, they know nothing, their brains are empty. Now, he's a pastor. They are giving him tithe and offering, calling Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Every blessed day, Jesus of Nazareth. Let us say the God is calling now. He's in the north. About to be crowned. All of you know APC win Edo State. Who doesn't know that? Are you dumb? Don't you know that? They will give it to them. If not, at the ballot. But of course, when they get to the court, they'll give it to them. Now listen. Listen very carefully, please. We want to listen. This is Ize Iyamu, a pastor. Now listen. Mm-hmm. They are singing in the north. Listen. Mm-hmm. They are waiting for him to come. He wants to be governor. Not to Edo people, he has gone to the north to go and get power from the powers that be. Those that Britain handed power over to. The Fulani Caliphate. He's a pastor.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Are you listening? A Christian pastor. A pastor. Allahu Akbar. He wants to be governor. Allahu Akbar. People will say he's our excellency. Excellency of our state. Our excellency is the deputy governor. Do you see how foolish people are in Africa? Are you now presenting Allahu Akbar? Allahu Akbar. He has knelt down. They are shouting Allahu Akbar. He has converted. He is now a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. They are now Allahu Akbar, yes.
Allahu Akbar. Salah yes. Salah.
They are now praying the prayer of Islam. Over his head, compound head. Are you listening? These are the truths Facebook doesn't want the world to hear. This is the truth the zoo doesn't want the world to hear. They will preach it here on this platform fearlessly. Islamic prayers for a Christian pastor. Are you listening very carefully? Zoo people, are you listening very carefully? Now, I want to say to the whole world that this is the extent of the stupidity of a black man. There is no principle, no consistency, none whatsoever. Everybody wants to feed their stomach. After stuffing your stomach full with loot, you now feed your children. That is why they have no honor, no integrity. Absolutely none. That is why I call them animals. Now you understand me? A pastor, he has converted to Islam because of election, because Fulani will rig him into power, because Britain will do nothing. Britain gives Fulani the power. They can do whatever they like. They can kill, they can anything. Fulani bandits can slaughter everybody. Britain can never say a word. Never. They've been compromised. Now, do you understand it? A pastor in a Edo state election has now converted Allahu Akbar. They are now reciting the creed of Islam over his head. He wants to get into power. Do you see how they roll in Africa? Do you see why Africa is very poor? People have no principled stance on any issue. Nobody believes in anything and says, on this thing I stand, come hell or high water. That is why they endlessly spend their time speculating on what I am doing or what we are going to do. Do you understand it now? He's a pastor. That was what Ayo Adeban just said. Because I went to school, I'm learned, I can put things together. When Ayo Adeban just said that thing, I had to go somewhere to go and look for proof and evidence. And here is the proof and evidence. They have to go to the north. I didn't want to actually reference what Hope Uzodinma did. I didn't want to reference what Hope Biano did. I didn't want to reference what Bajabi Amila, whatever his name is, did. I am going to what is happening now, not in the past. Edo elections coming up. The person representing APC, or should I say running under the banner of APC, has gone to the APC stalwarts in the north, Alamajiri, to go and get power from them. A pastor of the Holy Book. A pastor of New Testament. You are now hearing Allahu Akbar. Did you hear that? That is Africa for you. That is why I call Nigerians animals. This evening, every point I give you, you will agree with me that no group of people living under such conditions should be worthy to be called human beings. Not worthy at all. Now listen very carefully. That one is gone. He's contesting, isn't he? Now, his godfather is Oshomole. Adam's Oshomole. That's ugly orangutan. Let me tell you what Oshomole said about him. All of you have seen it. But because, you know, Africans, we have sawdust brain. Our brain do not retain information. It's like a sieve. You pour it in, it drains away. We don't retain information. I now want to ask you a question. And I want to ask Adam Zoshomole this very simple question. In all my life in public service, I have never ever seen or heard a liar, greedy, corrupt, dishonest, and self-centered person like Iyamu, the same idiot that abandoned Christianity to go to the north to go and look for Islamic, glorious path to power. His godfather that brought him out, Oshomole, said that this man who now left Christianity to go and join Islam because he wants to win election in Edo State, is that he has never in his life seen somebody or heard of a liar, greedy, corrupt, dishonest, and self-centered person like Izeyamu. He's a fraudster, masquerading himself as a pastor. These are the words of Oshomole. That this man carrying the Bible, quoting Paul, quoting John, quoting St. Luke, the man is a fraud, as most of them are with the Bible. They are fraudsters, they are criminals, they are preaching the gospel of Christ because of money and nothing else. 99.9% of them. Listen, according to the person that brought him out, his godfather said that he is a self-centered person, he is a fraudster, using the Bible to deceive the gullible. He has gone to the north to go and receive the blessing of Islam because he wants to win. He wants to be rigged into power. Now the question is, why is Oshomole then supporting him? Why is it that somebody who is in Lagos State, Tinubu, is worried about Obaseki and now asking you to vote for Ize Iyamu? Because he himself is a Muslim. So if they get a Muslim governor in Edo State, all good for them. Whereas some of you are looking at Nigeria as a project or maybe as a country, they see it as a religious enclave. And as I have said to some of you before, the leader of Islam in the zoo is the Sultan. The loyalty of Tinubu is not to Afenifere, not to the Oni of Ife, not to the Alafin of Oyo. His loyalty is to the Sultan of Sokoto. If you don't know, let me tell you now. Because for them, religion takes precedence over every aspect of life. That is why they want a Muslim in Edo State government house. Do you understand it? And I'm going to tie all of these things up. If you're following and taking your notes, I am going to tie all of these things up later on so you can see the game plan of the Janjaweed and those they're using to perfect their mission of conquest of the South. Oshomole, his godfather, called him a fraudster and a criminal who calls himself a pastor. Now, this pastor has now gone and is now a full-fledged Muslim. He wants to get into political office. And I'm asking people, all of you that studied political science or that read civics or whatever it is this how election is supposed to be held and conducted? Is it not based on the strength of your manifesto and your power of, should I say, conviction, oratory, and all the rest of it, your skills and your experience in life? Now, you don't need to possess anything at all. All you need to do is to go to Fulani and say, I will bring in Ruga. I will make waterways bill. Fulani can do whatever they like. They can kill. None of them will be arrested and you will be made governor of your state. Can you now see it? Do you now understand why I call Nigerians animals? Do you now see? Do you see the way they reason? Or lack of it? Do you see how foolish they are? None of them can remember what Oshomole said. If you cannot remember what Oshomole said, what is the essence of you going to school? What is all this nonsense that you educated? Where is it coming from? You know that Britain themselves instituted rigging in the zoo from day one. How do you expect that country to be developed? How? They know that Fulani are the most backward, the least educated. They are not creative. They are not innovative. They know that very well. Why do you think Britain gave power to Fulani is to impoverish all of you and make your lives a misery forever and ever? You don't know that? Don't you know that? I'm asking you. I'm British. I hold a passport. You don't know that? But the truth must be spoken. I preach it without fear before any bugger, wherever you are. I preach it without any fear. Who brought rigging into the zoo? To the extent that now, if you don't bother yourself, go to land. As I'm saying this,
I now have the name of who poisoned Dora Kimi. I have the name and how they poisoned her. And you'll be shocked. He's an Igbo man and the wife that poisoned Dora Kimi. Because he wants to be president. I have his name and I will reveal it very soon. I have all the facts and the details. How Dora Kimi, it's exactly the same nonsense. Oh, you want to be president? You want us to promote you? Go and kill your sister. Look at Dora Kimi, go and kill her. And they did. That is the nonsense they want to try with us. They think they can come in through the back door and bribe a few idiots to try to destabilize IPOB from within. And say, I'll bring it on, try it. Let us see you. Come and try it now, let us see. An Igbo man and the wife killed Dora Kimi because she said Tigera Dua has died. Are you aware of that? That is the same hegemonic born start from Fulani. The need to be in control. Britain said to them, don't care, do whatever you want to do, but retain that power. Retain it, retain that power. And that is now what they are doing. So all of you idiots with your PVC, APC, PFI, I'm going to register to vote. You are talking rubbish. Fulani decides who goes and who doesn't go. It's in broad daylight. After all, the Chief Justice of the Federation of the Zoo is a court clerk in a Sharia court. He's the Chief Justice. He did not go to any non-law school. No, not at all. In front of your eyes, you can see it. All of you can see it. Nobody can ask questions. You are there, moping foolishly and stupidly. And claiming, I'm a Nigerian. We Nigerians, we need to move this country forward. You are an animal. Moving what forward? You're a fool that has no brain. You cannot listen properly. That is why I preach this gospel the way I do. Anytime, any day, any place, I tell you who you are to your face. Ndiara. Oshiomhole is the godfather. Look at what he said about his godson. You are a dishonest, self-centered person. And is it a Yamu? Has he not proven it? Has he not gone, as a pastor, he has gone to the north to go and receive blessing from the Janjaweed. Allahu Akbar. I wonder what his idiot is going to preach on Sunday. Mad people everywhere. And as this nonsense is going on, I want the world to understand those that call themselves learned intellectuals. I want to prove to all of you tonight that your brains are empty. You know nothing. You can go and recite English language from morning till night. You come to Facebook. You write your usual junk that you write. Your brain, your skulls are empty and you know absolutely nothing. Why am I saying what I'm saying? Because in Edo, they have an election in Edo. Election in Edo. All of a sudden, trader money has come out for Edo women. You see how they buy your vote and your conscience, so that when they rig it, you cannot talk. That is why they do what they do. So when they rig the election, you cannot talk. They are now using trader money. Anywhere else in the world that is civilized, both the mask-wearing little boy in Asorok will be in jail. They will jail all of them for election interfering, for rigging. But I want the world to understand this evening that those that call themselves intellectuals, I want the world to understand how foolish they are and what is happening in the zoo. I need you to listen very carefully to this very news coming out of the zoo on the eve of Edo elections. Somebody can listen to me. Listen, please. Listen. Listen.
The President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, His Excellency Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR, has approved the disbursement of Micro Enterprise Enhancement Scheme, MEES, to 2,000 women and youths in the 3 senatorial districts of Edo State. The small...
Are you listening? Maybe you didn't hear, let me play it again. Zoological Republic. Animals. They cannot reason. INEC is there. NAS is there. Our lawmakers. Legislative lawmakers. What nonsense they call themselves again? The elite. In broad daylight. Eve of elections. You are releasing money to go and bribe people. Eve of election. And every baboon, every monkey with a degree in the zoo is there looking like the idiots they are. Do you see why I insult you? Now you understand it, don't you? Mad to play. Let me play for you again.
So you understand. And there are lunatics everywhere. We are the elite. A monkey with a jacket. Elite, elite is in my foot. Listen very carefully, please. They come out with music. So you do
that. President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, His Excellency Muhammad Buhari, GCFR, has approved the disbursement of Micro Enterprise Enhancement Scheme, MEES, to 2,000 women and youths in the 3 senatorial districts of Edo State.
Yes.
The small-scale enterprise program is under the supervision of the Honorable Minister of State for Labor and Employment, Barrister Festus Keyamo, SAM, and organized by the National Directorate of Employment.
Mm-hmm.
Date, 15th September, Gloria Gardens, Commercial Avenue, 16th September, Uromi Town Hall, Uromi. 17th September.
They're sharing money everywhere. Arena. That's
Ouch.
It. Election.
Time.
African style.
Prompt. Day. Chief Host, Director General, National Directorate of Employment, Dr. Nasiru Ladan Mohammed Arugungu.
That's
Chairperson Women and Youth, Professor Idia Izeyama. The general public, Edo women and youth, are expected to be in attendance.
Election in Nigeria. Zoological Republic. Do you see why I call them animals? On the this disbursement is not for Delta. No, because there's no election there. It's not for Ondo State. Nothing is happening there yet. Is it for Sokoto? No. It's for Edo. Why are you disbursing money in Edo to youths and market women? Because there's election. So once you collect the money and they rig the election, you come out on the street to protest. They will say, oh, after eating our money, you're coming to protest as they did to show. They will shoot you. Do you see how they roll in the zoo? Do you see why Nigeria is a disgrace to humanity? Do you understand it now? Do you understand it now why I insult these baboons from the zoo? It's only now that the United Kingdom is waking up. We are going to, if you are caught rigging election, we are going to penalize you. Who are you? Is it now? When Biafrans were disenfranchised in Lagos, did you do anything? EU came, EU observers, they came. They saw that polling stations where Biafrans were in high numbers, should I say, in high concentration, were burnt and destroyed by Tinubu. Destroyed with his thugs. In Lagos. Everybody saw it. In Abuja, the same thing. In Kano, the same thing. In Kaduna, the same thing. In Zaria, it happened. Before your eyes, intellectuals, so before your very eyes, that is why I call you monkeys. Before your eyes, you were disenfranchised. The same thing that Mandela was fighting for. One man, one vote in South Africa. In your zoo, in broad daylight. Despite the fact that Oyibo was there, foreigners were there, white people from Europe came, they burnt your polling stations. You did video on social media. Well, what is happening is not good. Oh, this country is not good. What is happening? The next day, you wake up in the morning, as foolish as you are asking us to go and get our PVC. As if PVC ever made any difference. Now, do you understand? Was it not how Obiano went to Jibril and took off his cap to bow before him so they can rig him back into Anambra governor's lodge? Did you know, all of you didn't see it? People were asking, oh, why are you taking off your cap now? He wanted to pledge his loyalty. Was that not the same reason why Obiano had to send some people from Abga to go and beg that weasel, that Efulefuri chief in our land? Atoize, to go and beg him, because Atoize said to him, for embarrassing me, you are going to be probed when you leave office. Because he has some Fulani friends, they will probe him. He sent some Afghan people to go and beg Atoize. You think we don't know all this nonsense? That is the zoo for you. Everybody is now in awe, in fear of Fulani. They terrorize you in your farms. They rape your mothers. They abduct your daughters. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. The whole world is silent. They rig. They come. They abduct. They shoot. They arrest with impunity upon impunity. And all Britain can say is, if you rig the election, threatens electoral offenders. Who are you going to threaten? Who is that you're going to threaten? Do you see why I call them a zoo? People think I have no reason. It is maybe out of some say is ethnic bigotry. People who don't know English language, ethnic bigotry or whatever it is. That is why I'm insulting you, because you are full. You are lower than an animal. I have proven it to you, haven't I? Edo Ondo, UK threatens election offenders with visa ban and asset seizure. How did they get the money to invest in the UK in the first place? You know they are criminals. This one is a pastor who is going in now, the origin. In the next 5 years, he will be buying houses in Dubai and everywhere. Nobody will ask questions. You're saying, I want to seize their assets. They know what they are doing. Some people enjoy the poverty status of Africa. People enjoy seeing their fellow human beings die of deprivation in Africa. They enjoy it. It confers upon them some kind of special status. They are more human than those from Africa. Now you understand it very well, don't you? They are abandoning them. Lunatics all over the place. Intellectuals, my foot. Every idiot, every bagger comes on social media to write rubbish, claiming he's an intellectual. Every buffoon, every cockroach, every idiot. With no brain. The same place where you were disenfranchised and brought their life, you're coming out, I'm campaigning for Igbo presidency. The same place you were not allowed to vote. How foolish can people be, for goodness sake? How foolish can they be? That woman has spoken of the Jezebel, the British Jezebel in Abuja, that sees no evil or hears no evil because she's corrupt. People are dying. British government has not taken any official stance on the terrorism of Fulani people in the zoo because of this woman. Because of her, nothing has happened. Because of her. Her name is Catriona Lang. A woman, for that matter. Filled with evil. Supporting Fulani terrorism in broad daylight. No word of condemnation. Not one single word from Britain that created that monstrosity called Nigeria. You have seen it. She is a woman. I don't know if she has a child or not. A woman, you would expect mothers to have some measure of empathy. And I'm asking this woman, when they are raping young women, when they are raping women of your age and abducting your daughters, as a woman, are you not touched? Are you not moved? Oh, they gave you so much money that you cannot speak. Now you understand them very well, don't you? Lunatics everywhere. We must preach this gospel of heaven in truth and in every honesty. I am under oath to Chukwokika Abiyama to speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. And that's what I do. That is why I never built any car. I don't believe in all these people building their own little guns, little cabal. I call you in the night. Are you with me? Rubbish. If you do what is right, you remain with me. Any day you misbehave, you're out. Ask anybody anywhere. Do I call in the middle of the night? Say, oh, let's gang up against. Even those that claim they know me, they are close to me, I am more harsher on them than any other human being. It's all this type of rubbish. Fulani is close to Britain. So because of that, they can do whatever they like. And we know who their chief lobbyist is in the House of Lords. Why? They are sharing money to House of Lords members, the House of Commons, MPs. They are sharing money, heavy money all the time. Heavy cash. I'm asking each other, tell me where else in the world the same level of impunity, carnage, lawlessness, and the provision of life will be going on, and no, UN hasn't said anything. UN, that Trump actually managed to speak was by force. Contrary to what some of his advisors were telling him. Because the zoo is busy sharing money to everybody. Sharing money to all of them. A woman is there as the British High Commissioner to the zoo, Nigeria, that they created. And women are being raped, abducted, cut into pieces. She has not offered one word. He's talking about election. They think we are foolish. No, we are not. Now listen very carefully. There were those that said they would throw Igbo people into the lagoon. If you don't know. Some said that a while ago. Interrupted as we are broadcasting. I was rudely, very rudely interrupted. Please do bear with me. We must continue, please. We must continue. We must continue. As I was saying, this subservience to Fulani has continued. It has continued till this very day. And I will tell you something. There was a movie that was made by Peter Doche. I didn't want to comment on this very movie, but I have to. I'm the first to do so because of this inordinate influence that the Fulani Janjaweed have over our people. That some of you underrate. You underestimate it. But every day they are eating inside you slowly. They are eating inside you slowly. Every blessed day, every blessed week, they are eating inside you. I want to make it abundantly clear to all of you who are listening that they have taken over the conscience of our people. Those that we call elders, those that should know better, those that who are sitting down and they can see something on top that a child who is on top cannot see. See how foolish they have become. The Shia people are being persecuted. It doesn't matter what your religious affiliation or persuasion may be. The way that El Zagzagi has been treated is awful. 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 And I will keep campaigning for his release. He's done nothing wrong. Do you know that they gave money to Peter Doche to go and do a movie? Casting Shia as terrorists. And I'm sure if they increase the money, he will do one IPOB as well. And I want to ask anybody, has anyone seen Shia militia anywhere with guns attacking people or blowing up people anywhere? Have you ever seen such thing happen as Boko Haram has been doing? He didn't do a movie on Boko Haram. He didn't do a movie on El Rufai that said he was paying foreign killers to stop killing people in southern Kaduna. No, he didn't do it. What he did is to go and do... Yeah, that is the thing about black people. When you are down, that's when they prefer to kick you because you know nobody is speaking for El Zagzagi. You know that his group is being persecuted. You collected money from the Janjaweed to do a movie to demonize them. The stranglehold. So it's not just politicians who are now going to the north. Even movie actors as well. Once they have the money, once they pay you and to betray you, immediately you submit. In the name of art. In the name of movie. I'm doing my job. Why didn't you do a movie about Maita Sine? Why didn't you do a movie about Aisha Buhari and the corruption in Haliburton? It's only Shia that you remembered. Because they're being persecuted. That is black people for you. That is our nature and it's very, very horrible. It's very bad. Anybody who is in support of that very nonsense by Peter Doche, I feel sorry for you. You have no soul and you have no conscience. You have no conscience. That is why you are black and you are evil. Any other place in the world, you will see white people campaigning for El Zagzagi to be released from detention. He lost his children. He was injured, blinded in one eye. And the only gift you can give him is to demonize him. Has El Zagzagi killed any Biafran before in the north? Has El Zagzagi bombed any church in the north before? You are doing a movie to demonize him because you took money. And tomorrow you say you are an elder. Mad people everywhere. And Diara, you don't know who we are. We speak the truth always. Regardless of his, we speak it here. Your job is your job. Evil is evil. Because of money, you sell your conscience. Evil is evil, for your information. I'm sure that the Shia have every right to be upset. We are not amongst those who will support such nonsense. We are not interested. We will not support such garbage. the same thing they did to Ohaneze and the governors. And they demonized IPOB. They came out foolishly. From today, we prescribe the activities of IPOB. Idiots and the Fulani angels in your forest killing your mothers. Idiots. Fools everywhere. Now listen very carefully. There was a quote. Everything I've been saying so far is a prelude to what we're now going to do. And you listen very carefully, please. Only the North is qualified to handle sensitive posts in Nigeria. From a Fulani man, Garba Shehu, who is the press secretary or is it special senior assistant to whoever is wearing the mask. That was the one that Aisha chased away and then later came back. They are part of the cabal presenting every fake news to the zoo and fake pictures. And you're gobbling it up like the animals that you are. Now listen very carefully. Only the North is qualified to handle sensitive posts in Nigeria. According to Garba Shehu, only the North is qualified. Which means only the Fulani is qualified. And this North, I'm coming later on, includes Igbo people as well. I don't know if you know in Benue State. So you don't know that Igbos are Northerners as well. Okay. That's what they're trying to equalize. By bringing lorry load, Dangote lorry load of Alamajin into our land. Do you understand it now? Now, listen very carefully. If you want to know those who are qualified for anything, we start with basic education. Is that correct? Let us start with education then. Let us look at the schools. Let us start with basic, simple education. Now, if only the North is qualified to hold sensitive positions, on what basis, I ask? After all, Anambra, Imo, Enugu, Lagos, Delta, Ogun, Abia, Edo, Osun, Oyo, Ondo, Akwa Ibom, Kwara, Ekiti. No northern state is here. Those doing well academically. Number one is Anambra. Number one. I want people, the world, Mandio Chaneke Monte. I want Oyibo should look for something to translate for them when I speak the language of heaven. I want them to understand when we say that black people are foolish. This is a simple example. The best performers, the most intelligent, according to a table that they themselves compiled, is Anambra, followed by Imo, followed by Enugu, followed by Lagos, followed by Delta, followed by Ogun, followed by Abia, followed by Edo. But the people that came last, this is astonishing. I want the world. That is something, when I sit down and I look at black people, I wonder, is it the same God that made other people that made them? Somebody who came last. Now listen, Borno, Jigawa, Bauchi, Kebi, Sokoto, Zamfara, they came last. These people that came last, somebody is telling you that they are the ones who should be holding sensitive positions of state. And I'm asking, based on what? It can only be based on the fact that Britain gave it to them. Have you heard of such rubbish in your life before? Somebody who came last out of 37. These people that claim that they are the ones who should be in charge, they occupy all the last positions. They came last in a class. Imagine somebody, you went to university, you came up with a first class. Somebody came out with a pass or failure. 3. Not 2-2, not 2-1, but 3. Let my people go result. And he proudly stood up in front of all the congregation and said to the whole world, please, in view of the poor performance of this very student, I think he is entitled to the highest position. I have never heard of such nonsense in my life. Only in the zoo. Now do you see why I call you a zoo? Garba Shehu, senior special assistant to the president of the zoo, whoever the idiot may be, is telling you that sensitive positions are meant to be reserved by sensitive, they mean the president, the intelligence chiefs, they mean the chief of army staff, air force, everything, customs, they should be controlling it. They should be holding, and I'm asking him, based on what? What is your competency? Is it in academia? Is it in what? What is it? Please tell us. And I went to the simplest one which they published, which is a league table of all the performing, all the states and how they perform. And somehow, those that came last are those who are holding sensitive positions in the zoo. And they keep asking themselves, why is the economy poor? Why can't insurgency be defeated? Why are we all suffering? They forgot that those that came last in the class are the people holding the sensitive positions, courtesy of British patronage. Cabal, people who are close to you. Fulani are close to Britain, so Fulani gets, they can do whatever they like. They can kill and pillage and do, they are, Britain is there to protect them. Now, do you understand? Now, do you appreciate the enormity, or should I say, the gravity of the stupidity of Nigerians? Do you understand it now? Somebody without shame came out. The league table is there. It is there, please, and I want it published on my page. The league table is there, very clear, of unity, basic education. How are you performing? Anambra is number one. But Anambra is entitled to hold any sensitive position. But on the same table, the last state there is Yobe. They are entitled to sensitive positions. Tell me what type of God created such a place. God can create such a place. As if that is not bad enough. Despite the fact that we are the highest scorers, we are the most, it is here, and I'm not telling you fallacy. We are the most intelligent, the brightest, it is here. By the league table that the zoo itself compiled, headed by a Janjaweed. We are number one. But now listen to this very carefully. Despite the fact that we are the highest scorers, do you know that Biafrans are not on the list of judges? I'm astonished. Biafrans are not on the list of judges to the extent that a group rose up to say, we are taking you to court. How come the people who academically they are number one, they are not qualified to be judges? It is those that didn't go to school, those that went to recite Quran, Babi Allah, they recite Babi Allah and Allahu Akbar, and they are in the bar. Allahu Akbar, and they move them to the bar. Do you understand them? This is a place where a human being that claims he is a professor, somebody who claims he's an academic, an intellectual, an elite, will open, wake up in the morning, Chisan or Toto or Tetanora, he will wake up and say, I'm a Nigerian. Now listen very carefully, please. Appointment of judges, group heads to court, over non-inclusion of Southeast. Now listen very carefully. The Registered Trustees of Social Justice and Civil Rights Awareness Initiative has instituted a legal action at the Federal High Court sitting in Abuja over the non-appointment of a Southeasterner as a judicial officer in the Federal Capital Territory High Court. None whatsoever. Those that claim the elite, all these idiots in some Facebook groups, they are the elite. They've been excluded from the judges. Despite their brilliance, despite decades of producing legal luminaries and enlightened minds, they are not qualified to sit on the bench. But people that went to nomadic schools, they are the ones who are there. The same fool, the same buffoon will wake up and say, I'm a Nigerian. Do you see why we speak the way we do? Do you now understand the gravity of your idiocy? Do you now see how foolish you are? People have had, you claim you are a Nigerian. You are a stakeholder. They say, oh, unity. Let's unite in one Nigeria. And now they have changed it. Of course, we have lambasted them. They've changed it now. It's now, I don't know what the new name they're now going to give it. One Nigeria. Unity. Let's unite. This thing Namdekani is doing. This thing IPOB is doing. I'm asking you, how come somebody, a former Katoli herder that went to Alamajiri school, is a judge, but you are not? You claim you're elite. What type of elite are you? What type of animal are you? I ask. Is it very clear now to people? Is it very clear now to the whole world? Do you now understand? I mean, it's when I get to this point that Facebook begins to to cut off people and begin to mess up. It won't surprise me if they try to cut off the program, of course. They don't preach the truth. That is why they are doing their damn best to suppress us. Now you understand it, don't you? They are called the elite. We are the elite. Elite. Janjaweed. Elite, my foot. You are nothing. You are a fool and a lapdog. You are a fool. The more you talk about sustaining one Nigeria, the more miserable your idiotic life becomes. You are not fit to be judges, but you are number one. In terms of academic qualification, intelligence, everything, you are number one. You are number one. All over the world, people, the whole world are beginning to not add from time immemorial. They know how special we are. How, that is why Britain, the hatred that Britain has for Biafra, I'm not even sure that it can be exhausted in this life. They will take it over to the next life. Why do you think that is the case? Because we are intelligent, naturally gifted. Very intelligent race. That most intelligent race in Africa is not qualified to be judges on the bench. And you're telling me that all is well. That somebody can, I'm elite. We're the elite. We sign up to one Nigeria. This self-determination is not for, we sign, idiots everywhere, fools everywhere. They are going to court to enforce their fundamental human rights as Southeasterners to have a judge, at least one person sitting on the bench. That is how low the Fulani Janjaweed have reduced all of them. I need confirmation, please, that Facebook is working, because here it has frozen. I need confirmation, please, that it is working, because it has frozen. On this very end, it has frozen. It is no longer working. It is no longer working, please. I need confirmation, please. I need confirmation that our Facebook is working, please. I need confirmation, please. Very, very important. Very, very critical, please. That I want to know if it is working, please. I need to know that it is working. I want to know if it is working, please. Try to give me information regarding, or it's frozen. Here, I can see it. It is frozen. I do not know if it is working or not. I do not know if it is working. If it is working, fine. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Is it working? Okay, it is working. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for the confirmation. Thank you very, very much that the Facebook is working. We are preaching the gospel of heaven as Elohim directed us to preach. Now, we are coming. I don't know how to preach this gospel so people can understand. Do you see how slowly but surely, from 2015 to now, how Fulani have usurped, emasculated, and rendered everybody useless and hopeless? Now listen. They deliberately, this is something I want, this is why people should please try to understand us. They should. They owe us an apology. I think that majority of the zoo idiots who don't understand what we are doing, they owe us an apology. So, all these years, they've been running down the petroleum sector. NNPC, the refineries, everything. It is to give monopoly to one of them, to Dangote. So, today, brazenly in the open, I haven't heard Otedola bought Ferrari for the children, based on Biafra land oil. So when I see any Ijaw man, I wouldn't say a woman, a few of them who are misguided, when they talk rubbish, and some idiots from Ogoni, when they talk rubbish, I say to them, Otedola has bought his daughters 3 Ferrari cars. What your entire, the worth of one of them is more than the entire Ogoni budget for 5 years. And you're busy talking nonsense every day. Otedola managed to buy the cars for the daughters based on the oil and gas coming from Biafra land. That you, as a complete traitor and idiot, you cannot see it.
You are blind. Oh dear. They have given Dangote license to build, he's building a refinery, and then after that he will sell the petrol to everybody at exorbitant prices. Fulani will also control the resources in our land. Unbelievable. They control us religiously, they control us socially, culturally, politically, everything. That is why I say that this present crop of leadership, especially those in Ohanaeze, is the worst the world has ever seen. This period will go down in history as the worst phase of our people on this very earth. In broad daylight, they have intellectuals. Dangote is building a refinery. And that refinery is going to sell petrol to everybody at the going rate all over the world in broad daylight. And I was expecting the so-called intelligentsia. What happened to the four refineries? Why are they moribund? Because Fulani are in charge of all of them. And these are the people who should be holding sensitive positions. And I ask my people, up until when? When are you going to wake up? All of you, are we that foolish? When will you rise up and say no to this level of mediocrity? When, I ask you? Ndara. When? Intellectual. Four refineries shut down. And it's going to get worse. Dangote given free rein. A monopoly. Richest man in Africa. A monopoly. A man whose job is to launder money for corrupt politicians in the zoo. Everybody knows that. Nobody is investigating him. Nobody. No soul. Now you understand it, don't you? Now you understand it, don't you? You see the mess your elite. I'm talking to the so-called elite. Okoko, Bubru dictionary. If you cram dictionary for 2 or 3 days, you come out and say you elite. You carry office flat fire and not even in the car. Dangote is building a refinery. He has a license. Nobody else was given the license. The same thing Obasanjo did during the mobile phone revolution. They never gave any license to any Igbo man. You come out the next day, I'm a Nigerian, I belong to Nigeria, this is one Nigeria, what IPOB is doing, you should caution on them, they can't raise it. You are an idiot. Dangote has a monopoly over everything, over your own life. And see how the Franis are cooperating. As they're overwhelming all of you, they cooperate, they sponsor their bandits, they sponsor their terrorists, they sponsor their headsmen, all together, one together, no traitor within them. They are all working. You can never see anybody from there come out to criticize the monopoly of Dangote. If he's in the south, you see every idiot. On our way, we're on our coin, your fools everywhere. Has anyone come out to say that the zoo runs a capitalist economy and that monopoly is a very bad thing? There is a law in the USA that says anybody who operates a monopoly anywhere in the world, once your leg touches US soil, you'll be jailed for 25 years. I don't know if that law is still there. This man, who is a criminal, of course he is, runs a monopoly in the zoo. You're all happy calling him Africa's richest man. I bet if this man was a Biafran, oh my God, people in his village will rise up against him. Do you see how foolish all of you are? I'm asking you, has anyone heard any dissenting voice against Dangote's? Look at how all the Fulani ministers, the Fulani presidency, everybody's behind him. Can you learn something from Fulani? Learn something from them. He is going to build a refinery. And how much is petrol in the world market? By UK standards, it is about £1.20. £1.20 is nearly 500 naira or more. So when he finishes, he will sell petrol at 500 naira per liter. And if you protest, they will arrest you, they will kill you, and Britain will say nothing. Because Britain is also benefiting from this fraud. Now, do you understand it? I don't hate anybody, I'm just telling you the truth. Black people are treated the way they are treated because they are foolish.
Black people are treated the way they're treated in Africa and elsewhere in the world because we are backwards intellectually. We are genetically inferior to other races. If we are not inferior to other races, tell me why four functioning refineries, four are not four. One, two, three, four. They close all of it down to allow one single man who is Fulani to come build his own. Hey, Chineke, man, my brother, come on, for goodness sake. Come on, you cannot be that foolish. You can't be that foolish. Facebook has shut down my notifications. They don't notify people when I post. They have done, they wrote to me and they said, we are going to suppress your page because you said that Buhari is dead. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? They wrote to me, we are going to suppress your page because you've been saying that Buhari is dead. And according to one Yoruba boy and one Igbo boy, Buhari is not dead. And I said, save me all this hassle. Bring him out and I will resign from my position. Nobody can these days, they even photograph him without his hands anymore. Dangote is building a refinery that will sell petrol to you at the rate of 500 naira per liter. The petrol that comes from, crude oil that comes from Biafra land. Unbelievable. And people from there are saying they want presidency. They want one Nigeria. Oh dear me. Oh dear me. Is it in the cow meat? Is it in the cow meat, I ask? Is it the cow meat that you eat that has turned your brain upside down? You can no longer reason properly. You can no longer reason properly. Why are the refineries not working? That is the question any sensible person should ask. And I'm asking that question this evening. Why would you shut down four refineries to allow one single Fulani man, one, to have monopoly over refined petrol? Why? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. This evening I'm going to tell you, reveal something to you. It's only meant for those who can reason. Because, of course, I know that most black people cannot reason very well, especially the animals in the zoo, but those of you who are brave enough to be listening, to still be listening to us, despite all the shenanigans of Facebook and the forces of iniquity and of darkness, if you're brave enough to listen to us tonight, your life will change, never be the same again. Why the refineries in Nigeria will not work is a headline, go and Google it. Why it will not work. Now listen, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Timi Prey Silva, announced this news was released on the 27th of February 2020. Please listen very carefully, please. Listen very, very carefully. The Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Timi Prey Silva, announced the federal government's plan to rehabilitate the country's refineries. Against the backdrop of this announcement, experts in the petroleum downstream industry have said that the government lacks credibility to restructure the sector and bring the refineries to full operation. Now listen, please. The country has four refineries with 524,000 barrels per day capacity. However, in the last 20 years, yes, 20 years, 20 years, the refineries have had a poor operating record. And in most cases, they've been shut down. Now, listen very carefully. This was Timi Prey Silva. He's from the South. He's a Biafran. He's saying that we want to reopen the refineries. We want to rehabilitate them, refurbish them, and get them and put them back into proper use. Are you listening? Now, please follow the next news. He's a Biafran. He wants things to happen. That news was in February. Get your pen and paper, please. In February, Timi Prey Silva, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, said, we want to turn around the refineries. Please, listen carefully and write it down. Write it down. February 2020. And now, in April, on the 8th of April of 2020. 8th of April 2020. You see, February, January, February, March, April. Timi Prey Silva said this on Fulani, made this on Fulani statement.
in February, saying they will strive to revive the refineries to provide employment. You know the usual thing that goes with it. Some of you may not know, but 4 refineries will employ thousands upon thousands of people. There will be other spin-off industries as well. It's called economies of scale, if you know what I'm talking about. And people will be employed, and good things will go around. But they shut all of it down because Fulani believes in suffering. They believe in a feudal system. Only a few people should enjoy. The rest should go to hell. Now listen. On the 8th of April, 2 months after the statement by Tinipre Silva, Nigeria to shut down its oil refineries in upgrade effort. Listen. They are now shutting it down. After saying they will revive it, they are not going to shut it down. Now listen. Nigeria has decided to shut down all its oil refineries as it works to secure funding and a model to upgrade them. The head of Nigeria Petroleum Corporation has said, the 3 refinery sites in Africa's largest oil exporter have worked only sporadically due to years of underinvestment. It has been working to revamp them, but has struggled to find external financing to do so. Today, after proper scoping, this is a quote, please. Today, after proper scoping, which was not done in the past, we know exactly what to do to get them back on stream, according to NNPC head Mele Kyari, Fulani man, Abba Kyari's family, head of Petrolu. Has it worked? No. Have they revived it? No. They have shut down 4 refineries. We have shut it down. So to enable another Fulani man own a private refinery and to keep answering the richest man in Africa, holding meetings with Bill Gates and all the rest of them. Fulani people, the best brands you have in Africa, the answer is no, they're probably the last. Are they known for their business acumen? The answer is no. Are they known for their academic brilliance? The answer is no. Are they known for their influence in arts and literature? The answer is no. So, how come the richest man in Africa is from Fulani tribe? Because they cooperate. They know if they come to compete with you, on the academic front, you beat them. On business front, you beat them. So, they reinvented feudalism to confuse all of you. So as you are foolishly busy in the South shouting one Nigeria, they are busy emasculating you, destroying you, both physically and mentally. That is why in a country of professors and dons, 4 of the country's refineries were shut down to enable one Fulani man, one person, to build his own refinery. Hey! DCOG, black people from Africa. The most useless race ever on the face of this earth. Shame on all of you. Very big shame. But we are here to expose all this nonsense, to let you know that Biafra land can never be dreamed, but impossible. Look at the way IPOB is run. Biafra land will be a tight ship. You don't mess up. You don't mess around. No matter who the badder is, you don't. Now listen to me this evening, please. I beg of you. They have introduced another thing again in the oil sector. Because they only live by oil. It is called oil swap contracts. Now listen. This is the height. This is the greatest level of stupidity known to man. This is happening under Fulani presidency. There are some of you are saying, one Nigeria, I want you to appreciate the depth of your ignorance. I want you tonight, if you are not used to prayer and fasting, go and do prayer and fasting for God to reveal to you why he created you in Africa, where the most useless people on earth reside. Now listen. NNPC, Fulani, they have come up with a new deal. Now listen carefully. The Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, run by Fulani, of course, has announced a 6-month extension of its contracts with private oil firms to swap crude oil for fuel.
Hey, how do I explain this in English so that people can actually understand? According to a media report from Reuters, the affected oil companies renegotiated the price of the agreement due to changes that were made in the prices of petrol in the country. Do you know what they have done? Do you know from, this is elementary chemistry, from crude oil, you get kerosene, you get premium spirit for your car, which is fuel or petrol, you get diesel, you get engine oil, you get hydraulic, you get some plastics and all the rest of it, you get all these things, you get grease, everything to do with oil, you get aviation fuel from crude oil. Is that correct? Please, I stand to be corrected if I'm wrong. From crude oil, I'm not a chemist. From crude oil, crude, that's why it's called crude, because it's not been refined. When you refine it, kerosene comes out. From that crude oil, petrol will come out, paraffin, everything will come out of it. Do you know what they have done in the zoo? Now they are saying, how do I explain this so that people can actually understand? They are now going to, if you're a contractor, you supply us with fuel, only petrol for cars, we are going to give you crude oil in return. The arrangement is so foolish, God knows, I can't even get my head around it. I am now going to give you 10 barrels of crude oil for one barrel of refined petrol. I can't change. It's here. Somebody should please Google it and share for the world. I want the world to understand how Fulani Iberiberis, how their idiocy has affected everybody. I just want them to know. My brain is gone. I'm telling you the truth. I can't explain this in English. I can't. I'm almost on the sea where I don't know. Even in Igbo language, I can't explain it to you. I can't. That crude oil comes from the ground in Biafra land that Britain gave to Nigeria. And from that crude oil with four refineries, they can refine this crude oil and get all these other derivatives from it. But we will not refine it. We close down our refineries. And now we go and negotiate. These are all they all own the companies of foreign people. We now go and negotiate with foreign companies, which they own. And we now give those companies crude oil. Then we take refined petrol from them. And kerosene. Hi. I don't know if I've been able to explain it. I don't know how to explain. I can't explain it any further. That is the depth of idiocy that people live in Nigeria. That is why I call them animals. Not that I hate anybody, but when people exhibit this level of idiocy, believe you me, animals are better than them. Animals are better than them. Seriously, I'm now having headache. I can't get my head around it. You give somebody crude oil and you take petrol from them. You give them crude oil and you take kerosene from them. You give them crude oil and you take hydraulic oil from them. I can't explain it. I'm sorry. I can't. No, I don't know if there was any doubt before that black people are useless. This is it. I can't explain this. It's full and they're in power. Four more years of this level of idiocy. Seriously, can you believe that? Can anybody in their right mind believe that? I don't believe it. These are the people that say they must hold sensitive positions like NNPC. Do you see what they are doing? Do you see what they do? Can you observe what they are doing? And somebody will say, I am an elite. I am a professor. And I believe in one Nigeria. And I keep asking, what is it about the zoo you believe in? Tell me one thing that is good about a damnable zoological republic. Name one thing. They take crude oil and they give to companies. The news is here. And then you take petrol from them. I have never had... I can't for the life of me. God, are you punishing us or what? Why mix us with Fulani? What type of punishment is this? I don't understand. What is this? What type of idiocy, what type of stupidity is this? Has anyone seen this type of foolishness anywhere in the world? You have 4 refineries. You close them down. You shut them down. You gave your brother a contract to go and build a refinery so you can sell petrol at 500 naira per liter. Not only that, you're not happy with that, you are now exchanging. You give somebody crude oil and you take fuel. You give another state crude oil, you take kerosene. But in that crude oil you're giving them, it contains petrol, kerosene, everything in it. And you're telling me that black people are okay in the brain? That somehow that blacks are normal? Oh, dear Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. They have extended their crude oil contracts for 6 more months. I have never seen this level of fraud before. They say they want to hold sensitive positions. Fulani must hold sensitive positions. That's what they say. Now, they are in the army. Fulani is the head of the army. So they claim that nobody can see, of course. Fulani, you are the head of the army. How many years have you been fighting insurgency? Who are the insurgents, Fulani? Who are the ones fighting them, Fulani? Who are the ones who recruited terrorists into the army, the same Fulani? Have they succeeded? These are the people that they came last in the table of knowledge and intelligence in the zoo. They are at the bottom, they are last. But they had the audacity to open their mouth to say that they should be holding sensitive positions. That was what they said. And here they are. Nigerian army competent to tackle insurgency. But they're in Aba arresting people. They're in Biafra land shooting and arresting people. The whole world can see it. British High Commissioner can see all of these atrocities. The US ambassador can see all. Nobody is calling them and asking them, what are you doing in peaceful Biafra land? Why don't you go and take this? Since you have army and police with guns to fight, why don't you go to Sambisa Forest and fight Boko Haram and Fulani banditry? They will not do it. But you have intellectuals.
And that's why I call them a zoo. That is why I call them animals. Because they cannot reason properly. Fulani should occupy sensitive positions. That's what they said. They are occupying it.
Tell me one aspect of life where they have excelled since 2015. I want you to name one. Where they have succeeded in whatever rubbish that they plan to do. Name one. No. Some of you don't know. They hoard money. They hoard and they keep hoarding to consolidate power. Some of you are blind. You cannot see. To consolidate power. That is what we're exposing. That is what Facebook doesn't like. Because Facebook have collected their own share. The same way that the British High Commissioner collected her own share. That is what they have done. Come and you take your share. The same way that those companies are taking your crude oil and giving you only 1 gallon of kerosene. Everybody is in on it. The zoo is in on it. And Facebook has joined them. Mad people everywhere. Are you going to stop us? The answer is no. People are listening via our app. Unstoppable we are. We are unstoppable. Do what else? Do your worst. I said to Faith, I curse them every day. Do your worst. That thing, do it.
There are mad people everywhere. We are here to expose your hypocrisy. We are here to expose your corruption. All of you.
There are the people banning alcohol in Kaduna, but you're in one country. You ban alcohol in Kaduna, but they charge VAT on the alcohol. All of you are in one country. And I keep saying to them, you cannot be in the same country. We are two systems. We are not related, not by blood, not by culture, not socially, not nothing at all.
Look at what they're doing in Kaduna to people. Henceforth, anyone caught selling alcoholic drink or operating beer parlor business in Sabon Guerrilla government area, these are areas predominated by Biafrans in Kano. You will be penalized.
Are you listening? They penalize us and they take our money for drinking beer. And then they use it to develop their land. But they say that it is very bad. Do you understand it now? These are the people who are intelligent enough to be given sensitive positions according to them. Today, the zoo is the poverty capital of the world. Today, they have been promoted. We should all be clapping for the zoo. Wherever you are, please clap for them. They have now made it to number three. You know, when we were in school in those days, 1, 2, 3 is very important. 4, 2, and 3. They call you out in front of the assembly ground, give you your report card, and praise you and give you a prize. If you come last, they will also call you out as well. Now, I want everybody to please congratulate the presidency in Asorok for making it to number three position in the World Most Terrorized Nations Index. They are number three. We must clap for them, please. They have done very well. I want somebody. These are the people that came in telling you, we are going to fight insurgency. We are going to do this. We are a strong man. I want all of you to clap for them, please. Clap for the zoo. They have number three. Number three in the world. They have done very, very well. People should be clapping for them, please. They have done well to make it to number three position in the world as the most terrorized state. Over and above Somalia. Over and above Somalia, they have made it to number three. How amazing. Please clap for them. They're number three. Fulani Janja Widism. Tomorrow one idiot will tell me they want to be, we are Nigerians. We Nigerians. And they are. Go after this broadcast, go and reason. Go play it over and over. Go and reason. Think. Engage your brain cells. Engage it a little bit. Zoo animals everywhere. Sabongeri local government area in Kaduna. You don't want alcohol, but you put alcohol in your kettle. That kettle they used to wash hand and do ablution. You put alcohol and you're drinking it, but you don't like beer, but you drink beer. Hypocrites everywhere. Hypocritical zoo. Clap for the zoo, please, David. Do you know what's number three? You must clap for them. They are number three in the world. The most terrorized in the whole world. Afghanistan, Iraq, and the zoo. Damnable zoological republic. Full of animals everywhere who cannot listen very well. With their paper degrees that is worthless. Do you know what that means? And I'm asking them, if you are closing down all your refineries, why are you still running petrochemical engineering departments in universities? Where would these people work? It's a simple question. Well, they are all going to work for Dangote. So when they come there, they convert them to Islam. Because there will be so many people competing for very few positions. You see how clever they are. As they have converted Yamu or whatever the idiot is called. Contesting under APC in Edo State. Now you understand it, don't you? If you have not clapped for the zoo, you are making a mistake. Please clap for the zoo. They are number three. It's an achievement. To come third is not easy. It's bronze medal. People must clap for them, please. Congratulate them. They have done very well. Clap for the zoo. Number three, the most terrorized in the whole world. Britain will not say anything. As long as, if it's Jonathan now, the insurgency is too much, we cannot tolerate this, something must be done, but now the insurgency is in our bedroom, the insurgency has come, no longer on the streets or in the churches, it's in our bedroom now. Tim, you cannot hear them say, because it's a part of a grand alliance to Islamize and to terrorize us into submission. If you don't know, let me tell you. The more you are in the zoo, the more you are being swallowed up by Fulani Janjaweedism. Like Edo will get it after Izeyamu has been sworn in. You will get Fulani everywhere. You will get Ruga by force. Your waterways will be taken over. Fulani impurity and slaughter will continue. It is simple common sense if you at all you have any brain. Clap for the zoo. Zoo is number three in the world. The most terrorized. They have done very well. These are the idiots that came in saying that Jonathan couldn't do anything. Jonathan is weak and this, weak and that. Where are you today, all of you? Tinubu, where are you? Tinubu is making a video asking you not to vote for Obaseki. Some of you idiots are listening. Nobody can ask him difficult questions. Because you're a Muslim. You want a fellow pastor who has converted to also be a governor so they can help you win in 2023. That's what the whole nonsense is all about. Not about, this was a man that believed in restructuring. Now it's all gone. That's a way to do it. All lies and deception. All lies and deception. They say that you should give positions to Fulani Janjaweed. That was what they said. Give them position. You have given it to them. Now let me give you this is the final insult on the zoo. I want the world to understand that when you are, when somebody comes to you and says, I am a Nigerian, please, Bonya has to spit in his, the person, you are looking at something beneath an animal. Get a chain and tie around the person's neck and start dragging them like a donkey, because they are animals, I'm telling you the truth. Why do I say what I say? Why do I say what I say? It is this very news coming now. You can't believe it. You know, they say in the zoo, the truth sometimes is stranger than fiction. I'm telling you. You cannot make this up. Do you know what the news is? Lawyers sue, a lawyer sues Supreme Court for failure to comply with a request pursuant to the Freedom of Information Act 2011. Have you heard of such provision? Church, like NMPC and Fulani Janjaweedism. Please listen carefully. A lawyer is suing the Supreme Court, whose job it is to interpret the law. I have never heard of such nonsense in my life before, because Supreme Court, who should know better, there is something called Freedom of Information Act. You can request for information. Somebody wrote to Supreme Court requesting for information. Supreme Court doesn't want to comply. The Supreme Court, who is supposed to be to be interpreting the law, is refusing to obey the law. God forbid bad things. Supreme Court, who is supposed to be the final arbiter, who is supposed to interpret this very act, somebody wrote to them asking for information. Supreme Court said no, they won't give them. Now the person is suing the Supreme Court. So High Court will hear it, and of course they will adjourn it to Appeal Court. It will go to Supreme Court. So the person you are suing is who did this to us? Who did this to us? Who did this to us? I ask. Somebody is suing, is taking the, let me explain it very well. Somebody is taking the Supreme Court to court. So Supreme Court will now come to High Court first. And the case will be heard. And now they now go to appeal. And now the same person will now go back and say, oh, you're coming to my court now when you get here. Oh my goodness me. Who put this thing together? Who will ask? Oh my goodness me. If somebody is suing the Supreme Court, somebody is taking the Supreme Court of Nigeria to court over their failure to comply with Freedom of Information Act. Something that is an act. They just stonewalled. No response, nothing. Has anyone? I can't believe this. I don't believe this. I don't believe it. Hey, Zoological Republic. And the people who are in IDP camps are protesting in Borno. There is breakdown of law and order everywhere. Even those who have been terrorized, victims of terrorism, they are protesting in Borno, destroying cars and properties, and nobody shot at them. Nobody tried to kill them. But in Aba, earlier this evening, people were being arrested. People were being arrested this evening in Aba. And nobody will see it. Everybody has gone blind. Intimidation, harassment, extrajudicial killing, detention without trial, all the same. And in Abia State especially, because the judges in Abia State and the police, they are in it together. The police commissioner in Abia State, they are making money. Arrest them, wherever you see them, arrest them, they will come, they will pay money, they will grant them bail, they will come again, keep arresting them, that's how they are making money. And all of you now, you are dumb, you are quiet, you've gone deaf. You cannot see the injustice being done to innocent people. I am holding the Abia State prosecutor responsible for this. I am holding the chief judge of Abia State responsible for this. All of you who are involved in all this garbage, arresting people, making money,
I am holding all of you responsible. And you will pay dearly for it. You will pay for it. Be rest assured. You will see what is going to happen anyway. People are protesting in the north, destroying properties. No arrests were being made. None whatsoever. But in Biafra land, when you see young people, you arrest them, you intimidate, you go to a half care, you abduct people at will. Everybody's quiet.
Okay, we shall see. We shall see. We shall see.
The same zoo that people are in, the same damnable zoological republic that some of you are in, claiming one Nigeria, one Nigeria, one Nigeria. They are telling you openly, we just have to take loans to do roads, rail, and power so that investors will find us attractive and come here to put their money. Can you believe such rubbish? Loans to do roads. So are you taking a loan to do? Some people are so, see, Africans are very funny. They are very foolish people. I will say it anyway any day. We Africans are so dumb, it's unbelievable. We have to build roads. Now, let us break it down. What does it take to build a road? It takes, if you want to build a proper road, it takes concrete, which is cement, sand, and aggregates. Is that correct? Aggregates is a crushed stones. Is that correct? And then you have bitumen and even more crushed stones. You mix bitumen with crushed stones, then you get what is called tarmac. Is that not correct? That's what you need to build a road. It's common sense. Now, let me tell you why Africans are very foolish. And I will say it a million times over. Everything you need, they said they are borrowing money to build roads. I want to give Zoo free advice this evening. I'm an economist, so I will advise them. It's very simple. You want to build roads, yes? You want to go and take money to build that very road. And you have unemployed graduates in their billions in the zoo. And what you need to build a road is cement, which is limestone, which you have at Nkalabu, and also in Benue, in Boko, in Benue. You have aggregates everywhere. Ogun State has a lot of stones everywhere, which is called chippings. It's at Lower Anta as well. We have it in abundance. And you need water maybe to mix all these things together to form concrete, the paste. Are you importing anything from abroad? So why do you need to borrow money? Now I'm coming. That same crude oil you're exchanging for heaven knows what. Inside it contains bitumen. In fact, there is a natural occurring bitumen in Understate. If you're traveling along the expressway from Bini to Ore, you will see it on the left-hand side. There's a bitumen pit there. Bitumen comes out of the ground naturally in Understate. And the stones you need is also in Yoruba land, is also in Middle Belt, is also in Biafra land. So what do you need the money for? For to build roads?
Black.
So all you need to do, my dear zoo animals, is to go and get limestone. You crush it. You go and get chippings, which is everywhere stone. You dynamite it and you crush it. And you get a bit of water with sand. You mix it. It forms the base of the road you're building. You go to Ondo State. It's not far. Ondo, there's bitumen. You get bitumen. You now crush stones, aggregates into small, and you mix it together and you put it on the road. That is how you build a road. If you want to make it stronger, you then add rod to it, which is steel. Which, if not for your stupidity, you'd have gotten from Ajokuta many, many years ago. That's how you build a road. Do you need to borrow money from China to build a road? When you have unemployed graduates that will work for a fraction of the money you're going to borrow, do you see what happens when you have idiots in power? Now you can understand it, don't you? What do you need to build a road? I'm asking them. Cement. Where do you get cement from? Is it from limestone? Niger cement. Kalago is in on there. Remember BCC in the, some of you have forgotten. There wasn't a football club called BCC Lions of Boko. Have you forgotten? They were making cement until they closed Nkalago down, closed Boko down, and gave it to Dangote to be importing cement powder and bagging it in Apapa. God done with the cement. Do you see how foolish people are? Do you see how educated we are? Do you see how... I feel sorry for them. We are going to build Biafra in such a way that even angels from heaven will take permission from God to come and live in Biafra land. Because it will be the exact replica of heaven. Common sense. That is why Britain doesn't love us. Britain knows that all this Fulani mediocrity, borrowing money to build rail, to build, what all this money, put it in a Jokuta, you have the steel that will make the railway you need. You have it there. It's in Benue State. Chai, Chineke, black in the COG. I can't tell you people, why we have resorted to borrowing, according to their presidency. You know, we hit them hard over this presidency rubbish. Now they're putting the name Buhari. If you are Buhari, come outside. If you claim you are Buhari, Putani Ilo, come outside. Putani Izi, come outside. Let's meet you. You're hiding, changing from one mask to the other with your boyish hands. Deceiving the idiots at the zoo. But I'm glad that at last Shoyinka have spoken. Shoyinka called him a ghost. He doesn't exist. A ghost, you don't exist. That's what Shoyinka said. Why we resorted to borrowing, Buhari? Show us your hand now. Show us your hand, young Bobo. Aisha's playmate. Show us your hand. Let us see. You people think that you can deceive everybody, you cannot deceive IPOB, you cannot deceive their friends, you can do all that, your rubbish. Use British diplomatic cover to be covering nonsense. You can cover all that garbage all you like. You cannot deceive us. You can't. They will live in Biafra land. Angels will leave heaven. They will say they don't believe that this is a black man's territory. That's what they will say. That over, they can never believe it. Let thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. If you don't know, it's in Biafra land. In the Ara. They are borrowing money. Fulani. Borrow. They produce nothing. They make nothing. These are they come last in the league table of intelligence. They are the lowest of the low. They claim they are holding sensitive people. And all of you are just there looking sheepishly. And I ask, Oduduwa, Biafra, Middle Belt, can Fulani defeat us? If the answer is no, then ask yourself, what is stopping you? What is stopping these people from saying enough is enough? What is stopping us from saying enough is enough? Is that blackness in us? That's African idiocy in us. They are borrowing money. I remember when at 97 Naira, somebody wrote, APC said, or Fulani said that fuel was the most expensive in Africa. At 162 Naira, APC is now saying that fuel is the cheapest in the world. Are you following? Are you following at all? Are you following what we are preaching this evening? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All they know is to control. Control. In the north, gunmen have killed a DSS officer. Ask them, did they go there to arrest the whole village or shoot at everybody? The answer is no. Why are you doing it in Biafra land? It's here in the news. Why? Britain will not see this one and ask them questions. Why? Gunmen kill DSS officer after payment of 25 million naira ransom in Katsina. In Katsina. The supposed home of the idiot of Daula. Oh, dear me, these people. And let me also use this opportunity to warn every family. If we find out that your family, that any of your sons or daughter is working for DSS, and the idiot is foolish enough to join them in any raid against our people,
Whatever they see, they will take. And after that, that very family, I understand there's one idiot that was in Enugu running around, and that the family is making noise somewhere in Ebonyi. We will find them, we will deal with you. Ndiara. You cannot go and kill Boko Haram, you have to come and kill your own people. If your son or your daughter is with the police, army, or DSS, in Biafra land, arresting our people. When the time comes, so you bear the consequences. I'm just warning you. Gunmen have killed a DSS officer in Katsina. Did they raid the whole of Katsina? Did they arrest everybody there? The answer is no. Ask yourself why. Because Fulani believes in terrorism and intimidation. They want to strike fear into your soul so they can control you. If you don't know that, then I cannot help you. That is what they are doing. We must proceed this evening. The time now is 9 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. Bandits killed traditional leader and abduct in the same Katsina. We are going to fight insurgency. We are winning. Buratai said, Buratai said, because he doesn't exist. Have you seen him on video, live, anywhere? The answer is no. He doesn't exist. He is gone missing. I will never come back, as I told you before. How about Mama Ndaura? Have they spoken about him again? You know they are afraid. They are afraid that if they announce that Mama Ndaura is dead, Nnamdi Kanu will make another prediction about another person who will die. So they are saying, oh, that they are scared. No more. They can't announce it. Where is Buratai? He's saying that we are fighting insurgency, doing our best. You are fighting insurgency. And in Katsina, where the so-called idiot you claim, the mask wearer, comes from, where Aisha Buhari was married to, bandits have killed the traditional ruler, one other person, and abducted many. But you are in Biafra land arresting people, and I'm asking you, zoo animals, are your brains intact at all or not? Do you have brains at all? There is lawlessness and banditry, Fulani banditry in Katsina. But they are in Biafra and Ejidu Division, Enugu, artillery in Irowe, arresting innocent people. And the British High Commissioner is there, keeping quiet and not saying anything. Now you understand, don't you? The day of reckoning is coming. It will come. It will come. And they will see. Will come. DSS will come to Enugu and kill unarmed IPOB family members, whereas Fulani Quranic bandits have killed DSS officers, police officers in Katsina, in Kaduna, in Zamfara, and nothing is being done about it. They said they are on high alert, that there is intel, IPOB is planning an attack in Enugu state. But Fulani people are carrying out attacks in Katsina. They are carrying out attacks in Katsina. Yes, their reliable intel will not tell them what Fulani are doing in the north. Overnight, Fulani terrorists became bandits. Your corrupt journalists will be writing bandits instead of giving it the right name, Fulani terrorists. They came, oh, we come in peace. We have come to the east to do business. Our motive is purely economic. Not in our forests. Not in our bushes. Not in our farms. In fact, I'm telling Mietiala, if you want to sell your cattle, put it in Dangote trailer. Drive it down from the north. Go to Gariki. Go to wherever you sell your cattle. Sell it and go back. Roaming in our villages is... there's no need talking too much. When the time comes, you will see. All of you will know. You will know. And for the very first time, Ohanaeze released a statement that sounded like statements coming from human beings. And the funniest thing is that this very statement they issued is a vindication of everything that IPOB have been saying for years. Now, the only thing left is for Ohanaeze to come out and say that they apologize for Python Dance, for what they did on September the 14th of 2017. I'm going to read it for you so you understand.
That we always win. When we say to people that we always win, they don't understand what we win. Eventually, you can do all your nonsense, dance about naked in the marketplace. Eventually, you will come to the position of IPUB that we are always right. I say it without apologies to anybody. We are always right. We get it right. The time we begin, you may not see it because you're blind. You're not polished enough, not enlightened enough, not educated enough, not schooled enough in what is happening in the zoo. Eventually, you come down to our position, and I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to read this statement from Ohanaeze, that the world may know that IPOB is always right. That thing we saw hiding from the police and the army. You that went to Asorok, you couldn't see it. The army was pursuing us and police pursuing us, killing us. That thing we saw hiding from the army and police, you that went to Asorok, you couldn't see it. This is confirmation. I'm going to read it to you. Published by Vanguard, please. Somebody should post this on my page. State of emergency statement. Ohanaeze tackles Buratai. Now, listen very. I'm going to read it for you verbatim from top to bottom. Ohanaeze Ndigbo Worldwide has tackled the Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Toko Buratai, over his alleged statement that he would declare state of emergency in the southeast if security operatives are attacked in the zone. Ohanaeze wondered why Buratai chose a relatively peaceful southeast to vent his anger while he has not done the same in the north. Katsina is burning, oh. No state of emergency in Katsina. Listen, please, very carefully to what Ohanaeze said. He has not done the same thing in the north, central, northwest, and northeast, which has become theaters of war and where army posts and bases have been subjected to incessant attacks. The Apex Igbo Leadership Group, that's what they call them, said that the threat by General Buratai is a vindication of the belief that the southeast is being regarded as a conquered territory. Hallelujah. Now they know we are a conquered people. Exemplified in the army of occupation stationed in the area. Now Ohanaeze has agreed after very many years, nearly 7 years, that the army of the zoo in Biafra land is an army of occupation. Now they know. Ohanaeze also queried Buratai's constitutional power to declare a state of emergency. That is to tell you there is nobody in Asorok. He couldn't have made that statement if there was a living president. Very simple. No idiot, no army person can declare a state of emergency. It is the prerogative of politicians in Asorok. For Buratai to say it means there is nobody in Asorok. It's common sense, but of course we are black African people. Our brain is not developed to reason such through. Saying that his threat, that's Buratai's threat, smacks of reckless impunity of public officers and a tacit manifestation of the vacuum in governance at the federal level. Now they have agreed. Ohanaeze have now agreed there is vacuum. You know what vacuum means? They're hiding it in English. It means Buhari is no longer there. There is a vacuum. There is nobody in Asorok. Asorok is empty. Are you following? This is a new Ohanaeze. New Ohanaeze. In a statement signed by the Acting Secretary General and National Publicity Secretary Prince Uche Achi Okpaga, Ohanaeze lashed at Buratai for watching the governor of Katsina State negotiate and take pictures with armed bandits and now turn around to threaten to impose a state of emergency in states where unarmed citizens are agitating against the harsh and inhuman conditions that they have been subjected to by their government. Now, are you listening? That's what I said in 2 or 3 programs ago. I said to Ohanaeze, it's even on my page on Facebook. We said to them, Ohanaeze, you betrayed IPOB. You called the same Buratai, now you're lambasting. The same Buratai you called on the phone and said, bring army. Go to Nnamdi Kanu's house in the same Afrika and kill him. True or false? I said to Ohanaeze, have you seen their governors and their army people? He's on my page, taking pictures with their bandits, brandishing their AK-47 very proudly. Did anybody kill them? I'm very glad that they are now beginning to see what we saw many, many years ago.
You see that? We're always right. We always win. Can you see it? That is, don't say it. It's propaganda. It's propaganda. Have you seen? You have now joined us in our propaganda. Have you seen it? Truth is not propaganda, because with time, truth will always manifest. The cream, as they say in England, always rises to the top. The truth will always prevail. It doesn't matter how many layers of lies you used to cover it. The truth will always prevail. Have you seen it? That thing we were telling you before. That thing we were telling you before. That our land is under occupation. Asorok is empty. That they are killing us, people who are agitating. Whereas they are pampering their fellow terrorists. Have you now concord? Not concord with us, of course. You have. Eventually. You've come round to our position. You now understand where we stand. You now see that consistency pays. Have we abandoned what we are doing to try to embrace this... wishy-washy one Nigeria, you wouldn't have had the courage to say what you're saying today. But I welcome it all the same. I do. I will continue. The attention of Ohanaeze Ndigbo worldwide has been drawn to a statement credited to the Chief of Staff, Chief of Army Staff, General Atoko Buratai, threatening to impose a state of emergency in the Southeast if governors of the states allowed any further attacks on security forces in the state. Please listen carefully to what Ohanaeze said. While Ohanaeze Ndigbo decries violence in any form in the states, he takes particular exception to an open threat and warning to the Southeast governors who, by the country's constitution, are chief security officers of their states, but are lame ducks in practice, as all security commands come from Abuja. Ohanaeze have also confirmed what we have been saying from time, that those you call your governors are not in charge of their states. From Ohanaeze, that's what they have said, is here from their statement. Do you see that we're always right? When I say we always win, now you understand what I mean by that. We always win, always. Ohanaeze Ndigbo finds it provocative. And they went on to say some other useful things. This is the only statement issued by Ohanaeze that sounds like as if it was issued by men. And long may it continue. Long may it continue. Because nothing will happen to them. As long as they stand firm. Now Ohanaeze has confirmed that all your governors in the Southeast, that they are like woman rapper. And I don't want to insult our mother's rappers. They're very beautiful. I won't insult their rappers, please. That they are useless. Ohanaeze said, it is not me, oh. Don't take it from me. They are lame ducks. They are like a duck with their wings and their legs broken. They are serving a Janjaweed Fulani interest. Your so-called executive governor. Work with your governors. Have you seen it? Even Ohanaeze has confirmed that they are lame ducks. They wield no power. The power belongs to Abuja, even in your states. It is only in Yoruba land that you have Yoruba governors standing up and speaking like men. Now, do you see it? I remember when I used to say this and they say, oh, you are insulting them. I said, no, I'm not. But now you can see everything we have said, Ohanaeze have now confirmed that it is true. And long may it continue, because we are always right. Some people don't like it. Human beings are fallible. You must be fallible. I said, no, we are not. Elohim in heaven is with us. Ohanaeze has confirmed that Asorok is empty. Ohanaeze has confirmed that Igbo governors are useless. It's here now. Now you know. There is something about Islamic Bank that is coming. Dangote, Islamic Bank is coming. But now you know. Now you know. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are as formidable as we are. And that is why we preach the truth uncompromisingly. Uncompromisingly. We must preach this very truth. Somebody wrote something and said, why can't the zoo change its name? I think I'll be able to do that later on, because we are now moving very tidily towards the end of our program this very evening. But before we conclude, we must, you know, make a few very critical and important announcements. There is a group of people, they are Yoruba people that want to leave to join the Yoruba in the West, and I commend them for that. They are the Okun people of Kogi State. And that is something that I want Ohaneze to do. I'm giving them this advice live on air and other social cultural groups. Some of you don't know that when they talk about the North, that Britain gave a part of our land to the North as well. There are Igbo people in the so-called North. You know, can you really believe that? They are, especially in Benue State. We know our people are there. Idoma, Igede, we are related. We are the same people. And we are all part of Biafra. We know that. And in that same Benue State, which they have included as part of the North, there are Igbo people as well there. Some of you don't know. That is one of the grudges I hold against Ohaneze. That there are Igbo people in Benue State. You cannot go and claim them. But Afanifere has gone and claimed the people in Kogi. You cannot go and claim your people. These are Igbo people, and they're saying they're part of the North. An abomination. Maybe that's why Chukwuka Gabiama is angry with us. Please, I want you to post it so that they may know that there are our people who are in the North that they are claiming are part of the North, when in fact they are Igbo. You know, can you imagine? So, if you come, Igbola starts from Anambra. No, it starts from Benue. All the way to Opobo. All the way to Opobo. The founder of Opobo is King Jaja of Opobo, from Amiibo. That's why they speak Igbo in Opobo till tomorrow morning. Now you understand it, don't you? They say, you're landlocked. You're very small. Your area. Nobody will tell you that Igbo land starts from Benue. It is there. There are Igbo people. Go and check it. It is there. They say, five Igbo states. Mad people everywhere. People must understand what we are doing in IPOB. That we are not a village meeting. There is no democracy. There is command and control. Power flows from the top down, not from the down up. But there is cognizance, of course, of sound and reasonable advice coming from our people all over the world. We must understand that. And Maachi wrote a very brilliant piece. For a young lady like that, she wrote something very important, very brilliant, and I think I like it. Freedom fighting is not a democratic club. It is not. If you feel that you cannot be accommodated within it, then you leave. But you think that you can rock the boat, you cannot do it. And I want our people to also focus on what is at hand. That is it. Something I want, it went viral so much. You know, Facebook, they love restricting. Ever since Zuckerberg took over WhatsApp, they started doing the same nonsense. This very clip went viral all over the world. I tried to share it, and they're saying to me, you cannot share it to more than one person. On WhatsApp, can you believe that? I don't know what is wrong with that boy, honestly speaking. That's Zuckerberg. If you focus on what you've lost, you might lose everything. That is why in IPOB, when you fall out, you're gone, we continue. There is this duck with her ducklings. She made the mistake of trying to look for one duck that fell into a manhole, and she ended up losing everything. Watch it. I want to post it on my page. Go and see. That's how we are in IPOB. When somebody drops off, we continue. We multiply and we continue. We are not in any democracy of any sort. If you want democracy, you wait for Biafra to come. When it comes, then you can vote to your heart's content. And it cannot be like the zoo. Because in Biafra land, we will use by proper biometric. We will scan your eyes before you vote, so we know it's you. And your fingerprint as well before you. It's live. You will scan it. The same way before you open your iPhone, it scans your face. That is what we're going to have. The depth of technology we have in Biafra land to vote. So that we know it. Once you voted, you voted. You cannot vote twice or three times or four times, never. So we know what we are doing, for goodness sake. Go and you see it. If you focus on what you've lost, you might lose everything. Go and watch it. It's on my page. I want it posted for the whole world to know. That's how we are in IPOB. We don't look back. We only move forward. Our activism has nothing to do with anybody or institution. That is why I don't believe in cabal. I don't build one. I can never build one. And I don't expect anybody to build one. If you go about cultivating friends who will defend you when you mess up, then you're mistaken. Not in IPOB. Our calling is divine because the truth is what most people find very difficult. But that is what we preach on this very platform. That is why I don't believe in building cabals and having favorites. I have everybody in IPOB is my favorite. I don't have any favorite. Why should I? There is no favorite in IPOB. It is the largest mass movement in the whole world. There can be no favorite. The job you do determines how you are placed. And having said that, this evening I have an announcement to make regarding Akwa Ibom. But I must warn that anybody from today caught trying to build a circle of loyalists in IPOB, you will be removed and expelled from IPOB. Let the work you do speak for itself. Let the quality of work you do bring people closer to your position. Not by building Munchoncho Kaba and MEC. Nonsense. Not in IPOB. We cannot be like the zoo. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. I have an announcement to make. Our new Akwa Ibom State Coordinator, please, effective immediately, is Pastor Ekong Esiet Udo. Pastor Ekong Esiet Udo is now our new Akwa Ibom State Coordinator. We thank our outgoing coordinator for the excellent work that he did in Akwa Ibom. We thank him very much. But from now, immediate effect, our new coordinator in Akwa Ibom State is Pastor Ekong Esiet Udo, please. Very, very important. Our new coordinator in Akwa Ibom State. And I must say, we don't have volunteers in foreign land, please. Anybody telling you about volunteer or anything of that sort, any security outfit in a foreign land, no. No, 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 no. If you want to serve in the volunteer command, you go back home, you go to Biafra land and you serve under one flag, under one banner, under one command. Do you understand? No volunteers abroad. And with that, we have come to the end of our program this very day. There are a lot of things I should have covered, but I didn't cover today. But of course, some other time because of time constraints. Once again, I thank you all very much. As you all may know, everything I say, I don't say out of malice. Everything that I say is born out of a need to educate, to enlighten, to inform, and to educate our people. As a matter of fact, if I don't love you, I will not speak to you the way that I do. I only want people to change. That is all, so that we can take our pride of place in the whole world, so that we can make things happen, we can make life tolerable and bearable for our people, we can build sound, civilized societies that our children and their children's children will be very proud of. That's all we are doing. Nothing is born out of hatred. As a matter of fact, when you check everything that we are doing, after all is said and done, we even love you more than you love yourself. That is why to us, IPOB is divinely ordained to do this very work. And that is why I have no religion, for your information. My religion is Biafra. So it is with every hardcore all over the world. Our priority in life is Biafra restoration. Everything else is secondary. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship because Elohim Chukwokika Biama is our God. From me, from here, with abundance of love in my heart, it is good evening.